morning. Thank you for calling Opera Minutes. And how may I direct your call?
Hey, good morning. Is Steven?
Yes, he is. Hold one moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just that, and continues to offer value and support for your business. Stop by and see what our customers enjoy. And thank you for holding. We'll be right with you. Are you looking to buy or sell your equipment? Then you've come to the right place. We buy and sell used trucks and trailers throughout the United States, Canada, and Central America. In many cases, we already have the equipment you're looking for in your area. Thank you for holding. We'll be right with you.
Thanks so much for holding. This is Steve. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Steve. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
You're calling from where?
Bank of Cardiff. We're up.
Bank of Cardiff. Do you want to send me money or what?
I would like to. No, I'm just following up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed out to you guys a couple weeks ago for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back.
Oh, you're probably talking to the wrong Steve. I'm not Steve Opperman. I'm Steve Nicola. Steve's one of the owners, and he's not here.
He's not here? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a better time to follow up with Steve?
I don't know, because he's like...
he's in and out.
He's hardly ever in the office anymore, so...
I mean, maybe you can help me out. Are you, like, in charge of, sales?
I'm an employee here. I'm just an employee. I'm not a manager. I have no... I have no clout, let's put it that way. The only clout I have is in selling equipment, so...
We can... talk some things about, because that's kind of what I was trying to talk to Steve Opperman about. Like our bank, we do commercial financing for commercial customers. And I don't know, like, since I noticed you guys do sales of major trucks, used trucks, things like that, do you guys ever run into the situation where somebody's coming to buy one of your trucks and they want to use a financing option to purchase a truck, but they don't necessarily get qualified with their typical lender? Does that ever happen to you guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been here for 50 years, so, I mean, you know, we've got plenty of finance people that we work with, Nico, and we've got, you know, our normal lenders that we work with, and we've got our A, B, C, D people we work with, you know, so if we have someone doesn't have A or B, you know, and the upper scores that are down the 400, 500, 600 range, you know, we've got people who handle them in the 30% range, you know, so, you know, we've got, you know, we get a lot of calls that come through like that, so, how old of equipment will you guys finance?
I mean, as long as they got a quote for it, we can do any type of financing.
Well, that's not, I don't want to know how old, in other words, if some, most our guys won't go past 10 years, you know, and a lot of our equipment is not powered, it's trailers. We do tankers and flatbeds and construction type stuff that, you know, doesn't wear out like a motorized piece of equipment does. So we're talking about stuff from the 80s and 90s that are still worth tens of thousands of dollars. So it's more, you know, it's a situation where the equipment is older, but it's still holding its value, and so I still might need to be financed for that. But so many of the lenders won't touch those because they're over 10 years old.
Okay, let me ask one of my supervisors real quick, and I'll get you a quick answer. He's standing right next to me.
Sure.
All right. Okay, give me one second. Yeah, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just asked that question to one of my supervisors. He said that we do older pieces of equipment. He actually just told me that he did one that was from the 80s, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if that's something that we might be able to help you out with, sure.
Well, we're always just looking. I mean, I don't know what... like I said, we've got... You know, if we knew we had someone that could do... You know, where age is not... A primary concern, and I understand where finance companies are coming from, and many of ours will go back 10 plus, but not much more than that. Well, that puts us back, you know, at 1996 at this point. We've got lots and lots of good equipment between 1996 and 1986, you see.
Yeah, I mean, we can do the financing for it.
Just a bigger, we're talking a higher number, obviously, in financing fees. Of, I mean, their interest rate's going to be a lot higher, I'm thinking, though, right?
Well, I mean, we typically have mid-single digits.
Okay. I mean, yeah. In other words, would if let's say the guy has really good credit, he's got a really good credit score, 700 plus or whatever, but he's got a 1989 Walker, you know, mm-hmm. semi-tanker. Like, for example, I just purchased a 1995 Walker stainless steel two-axle semi-tanker. It was a nice, long... shiny things as he rolling down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be for sale somewhere around $32,000, though, even though it's a 95, because it's got lots of nice extras on it. So that's what I'm saying. That's a, you know, 21-year-old piece of equipment.
Yeah, and it's still going for a pretty solid price. I mean,
exactly. That's how our industry works here, and so you know, we don't think our customers should be penalized with either not being able to get financing or be able to, you know, or if they can, you know, we're going to stick it to them with 25% plus interest, because it's, you know, these are pieces that, you know, pretty much, like I say, they, you know, here's a 21-year-old piece of equipment that, you know, probably didn't sell much more than probably 20,000 more than that brand new. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, we do offer the financing for pretty much anybody. It doesn't matter. The credit tier is A through D for us. We even work with individuals who have gone through bankruptcies. So it's, you know, we have that wide range of, you know, different types of clients that come through us.
What do you know, what's your basic thing that you were going to ask for? Let's say I sent you somebody and they said, you know, you're going to need, do they need to own a home? Do they need to have...
Oh, like...
What if they're a startup?
Oh, yeah. No, so we do work with startups, actually, typically the ones that are like 6 months old. But for the equipment financing side of it, we ask for a few pieces of documents just to clarify, you know, what we can do with them, what type of loans that we can get for them. For us, it's a one-page application, and then it's 6 months of bank statements, and then either a quote for the piece of equipment or an invoice, and that's it. And then from there, we're able to see whether or not, you know, what programs they qualify within our equipment financing program as a whole.
Okay. Sure. I mean, send me your information. We'll put you in our database here for people to talk to when that happens, because that sounds good to us.
Okay. Do you guys, you know, just out of curiosity, have anybody on hand right now that you might want to send our way and see if we can help them as soon as possible?
I don't at this moment, Nico. I don't.
Okay. It doesn't hurt to ask, you know.
No. I mean, hey, we're both in sales, so you would be less than a good salesman if you didn't ask.
Of course. What's the best email address I can get you at?
Steven, Steven,
uh-huh.
@oppermansales.com.
All right, so it's Steven @oppermansales.com.
That's correct.
All right, I will shoot you over my information. You can have me on file. Like I said, it's just that one-page application, 6 months of the bank statements, and the quarter invoice. But what you can do is you can just have them fill out the one-page app, and then they can send it over my way, and then we can get in contact with them and you know, get the rest of the documents from them.
Works here. Okay, man. Nico,
all right, see you.
You hung in there, man. Good deal, and we'll maybe get a chance to do business with you in the future.
Yeah, I'll follow up in a couple months. How does that sound?
Please do.
All right, we'll do, Steven. You take
care
now.
Okay, all right,
bye.